We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. Fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith back here in the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Jeff Brown, as promised, joins us now to talk some Penn State basketball.
Hey, hey, hey.
There he is. There. If you didn't know he was on the other line, now you do. And I'll tell you what, the conversation we're about to have is going to have a little bit of a different tone now, isn't it, than last week?
Oh, it was such a wonderful time at the Bryce Jordan Center on Saturday. I mean, everybody hit on all cylinders. Miles Dredd came up with 10 points. Maybe he's back into it again. The Lions on the winning track. They're back in the top 25. And the most beautiful part about it was beating Ohio State means Ohio State dropped out of the top 25. So it was a double dose of goodness on Saturday.
A win-win, two birds with one stone, that kind of situation.
Absolutely.
90-76, it snaps a three-game losing streak. And I think it's important to note, as Penn State fans are getting into that, oh, here we go again mode. We've talked about that mindset a lot, Jeff. And I think that you saw it when there's some adversity, that mindset pops up quite a bit. You know, the bandwagon doesn't take all that long to empty out. But first of all, there's a couple points I want to make. First of all, can you speak to the environment at Bryce Jordan Center and the energy under these circumstances that fans came out and they made a difference in this game, didn't they?
You know, I'm sorry to say, and it's kind of a knock on the Penn State fans, but I didn't know what to expect when I walked into the building Saturday, whether they, you know, like you said, had already emptied out the bandwagon or whatever. But then I got there, I saw the curtains were already off the top bowl. And I thought to myself, wow, there is going to be a huge crowd. And there was 14,785 fans, or at least that's how many tickets they sold anyway. And just phenomenal crowd. They were into it the whole way. The team played, you know, I would say a full 40 minutes. I know Patrick Chambers said that they've got a little ways to go, but you know, they played a full game. They played a complete game. They were rebounding. They were scoring. And what a time to do it in front of all those fans, because you know they're going to be out next time to watch the Lions again.
You kind of need – when you do have these opportunities, and this is the funny thing about Penn State basketball, is when you have these chances where the fans are out and energized, it's almost you have to keep feeding that momentum to a certain extent. The other part –
too often, you know, in the last 20 years or so – you know, covering a bunch of coaches, it always seemed like when they had a big crowd, that was when they'd lay the egg. You know, and it was always so frustrating because you got all these potential ticket buyers and then you come out and not look good. And man, Saturday they came out and played their hearts out. And like I said, I know that's going to translate into bigger crowds.
Got that energy moving. And the other part of the conversation I feel like is worth having is that Penn State lost its way a little bit, a three-game losing streak. A loss or two in there where you really wish you could have that one back. But I think it's fair to say that teams, not only across the Big Ten, but this is happening everywhere, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I think every college and Ohio State's a perfectly good example. They were never riding as high as they were when they beat Penn State the first time, but they lost their way a little bit, and the hope is that they find it. I think it's just, whether it's college basketball today or college basketball this season, this is just part of the deal where the roller coaster, the ups and the downs seem to be more exaggerated than ever.
Oh, look at Pitt sweeping North Carolina, for crying out loud. Whoever would have placed a bet on that? And that has happened. It's going to be a fun tournament. I can't wait until March to see everything that happened, because everybody is closely packed together. I don't believe there's a really true dominant team out there. And, you know, virtually anybody could win it this year.
Let's talk about this Penn State lineup as they go out and beat Ohio State, whether that was a factor. We did get into this a little bit, thinking that the time might be now to make some changes. And you did see some changes with Miles Dredd, as you saw in position to make some plays in this game. Coming off the bench, Mike Watkins coming off the bench. What did you think about those changes?
Well, you know, first of all, I was really proud of Patrick Chambers for, you know, looking at it and saying, hey, we need to do something. We need to shake it up and give Patrick his credit as well, because everybody seems to not have any problem ripping him when things go badly. But, you know, I think Mike Watkins did have to sit down. His head had not been in the game, and I think this helped him. And then Miles Dredd, obviously. I mean, look, he got 10 points coming off the bench, and he played some really sound defense. And what I noticed in that game was Patrick was putting him in defensive situations because he was playing so well defensively. So, you know, it may not have showed up on the scoreboard as much as Miles would like it, but he was a key contributor in that game on Saturday.
So Lamar Stevens gets 24. Myron Jones gets 20 in this game. Obviously the driving force there, but efficient numbers scoring wise across the board. I did want to get your take just because this has been really probably the whole season that Lamar Stevens is getting no respect from an officiating standpoint. You look at this guy who's a star. I mean, he's a star player who's been around for a long time. You assume that he's going to get a lot of respect from officials because that's the way that basketball usually goes. Hasn't really been the case really at any point this year.
I have said it before. I'll say it again. I am not the kind of person who blames losses on officials, but the officiating was horrible on Saturday, and especially with Lamar Stevens. He had four fouls, and I know at least two of them. No way should anybody have been called for those fouls, let alone a player of the caliber of Lamar Stevens. And, you know, just some of the calls were laughable, you know, out of bounds calls, things like that. And this is usually a fairly decent crew that they had on Saturday, but the officiating left a lot to be desired.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State hoops now with Jeff Brown. You mentioned something about betting odds earlier. I don't think you you didn't mean it literally, but if you did, if anybody
you're is welcome. Interested,
want to let you know about DraftKings Sportsbook. Not related to this, but it still is America's top-rated sportsbook app. Friend of the program here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's the place to get all of your big game bets in here in a couple weeks. You check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares. You download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, code KSN. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay.
There's a test on that at the end of the program.
There will be a quiz. You download the Keystone Sports app, download the quiz, and we'll go from there. But the emergence of Seth Lundy, I wanted to get your take on that. I believe his first start of the year in this one, but definitely held his own. He's a guy who seemed to have been playing better and better. The freshman, 6'6", looks like a very nice piece here for Penn State that I'm not sure a lot of people had that name circled as being a key contributor at this stage of the year.
No, this was actually his second start, and in his second straight double-figure game, and he didn't look like a freshman out there at all. Didn't look overmatched at all. You know, was not afraid to square up and shoot the ball. It was fun watching him. And the other thing that I thought of was he's a freshman. Myron Jones, a sophomore. Isaiah Brockington, a sophomore. It's going to hurt to lose Lamar Stevens, but they've got some folks coming up from the early ranks that are going to be great, and they're going to be a lot of fun to watch for years to come. So, you know, good on you, Seth Lundy, and there's more on the way.
Yeah, it is interesting the point you're making here where a lot of this season might have hinged on Lamar Stevens coming back. But now you've got maybe a little bit of a young core sort of bubbling under the surface, making contributions now. But there is some reason to believe that there can be some, you know, more continuity with this program year to year and less hinging on, you know, one guy coming back, that you might have a little nucleus here for the future.
You know what other thing, Dusty, one of the unsung heroes, John Hara. John Hara played as well as I think he's ever played for Penn State. on Saturday. And again, a lot of it didn't show up on the highlight reel, other than a great slam dunk. But, you know, he came in, gave Penn State quality minutes, came up with a lot of rebounds, a lot of key defensive plays. And it was great to see John Hara back on track as well.
Yeah, I'm curious, just fundamentally, it's going to be hard to move away from this lineup, considering how it worked, considering what it seemed to do for Miles Dredd and for Mike Watkins. So it could be that you see, for a little while anyway, Seth Lundy and or John Hara in the starting lineup.
Exactly. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see it roll through the rest of the season. Now, the nice thing about this is, the guys have a semi-breather here. They've only got two more games in January. And so they're going to be able to, you know, maybe kind of take things a little easy. Maybe any kind of bumps and bruises they have are going to be able to heal up and really make a run for it down the stretch. So it's going to be a wild and woolly one the rest of the way.
Wild and woolly. I've heard you describe that way. Is that true? Is that accurate?
I'll never tell.
So you do have, you know, you got Michigan. You're making that trip to Ann Arbor on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Then you do have a whole week between then and coming back home to face Indiana the following Wednesday, the 29th. So the schedule does spread out just a little bit. What are your early thoughts on making this trip to Michigan?
You know what? The Michigan team is very much like Penn State's, you know, in a lot of different ways. And as the season has rolled on, it always seems like the home team has the advantage. So a little concerned about this one. I think Michigan's coming in ranked 20th. And then you got Indiana here. Now, Indiana's always tough, but they're not your father's Indiana. So, you know, I guess I wouldn't be surprised by a split. But it would be terrific if they could steal one in Ann Arbor and then come back home, beat Indiana, and go into February on a really nice roll.
13-5 right now. They're 10-1 at home. And you know what they've been saying about the Big Ten for a lot of this year is that road wins are like gold.
Yep.
Penn State's got a shot at gold at Michigan, something Wisconsin was able to do coming into Bryce Jordan Center. Big opportunity at Michigan to get a road win, another possible step here to strengthening that resume for the NCAA tournament. What do you think about that conversation? 20 seconds here, Jeff.
For the NCAA tournament?
Yes, sir.
I can't imagine, short of a collapse, that the Lions will not be in the NCAA tournament this year.
You heard it here first, and you'll probably continue to hear it here. Jeff Brown, voice of the Bryce Jordan Center, voice of a generation, wild, woolly, and free here on the
Keystone. Maybe you sound like Pepsi, for crying out loud.
I mean, smooth and sweet, wild and woolly. That's our friend Jeff Brown. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I can think of no better way to roll out of this show. If you're not familiar, you download the Keystone Sports app. You can hear us all the time there. Check us out also, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Get in on all the big game action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.